We're continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio. Andy Humphrey now joined on the line by Chris Loida, a senior from Valley Catholic, and really a former senior. He's graduated already, and he joins us on the line now, making the Dream Team this year as both a pitcher and also an infielder for Valley Catholic, the Class 2 state champions this year. Chris, first of all, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and how did you react when you first found out that you made it?
I was excited when I found out I hadn't made the team before, and it's a pretty big honor. I think it's what everybody strives for around here when it comes to being recognized for your achievements over the season.
How did those around you react? Did you get any congrats from your family, your teammates, or your coaches?
Yeah, my parents congratulated me whenever I saw it, and Coach Jake sent me a nice text.
Hey, that's awesome, man, and it really was a deserving season for you. You hit .426. You were tremendous on the mound this year as one of the top starters for Valley Catholic with an ERA of just over 1.6, it looks like, but a really nice job this year for you. What really clicked in your senior season, both on the mound and at the plate?
I was just trying to execute my plan. I had a plan going into every game, whether I was pitching or I was hitting, and you know that really worked out for me this year. In the previous years, I kind of struggled a little bit, but this year kind of all came around, you know, it happens.
Did you have to focus on one area, either on the mound or at the plate this year, or were you really trying to just find that balance?
Yeah, I was really trying to find that balance between doing my best in each of those things, and I really thought I did that this year. I thought I was pretty good in both sides of the equation, and just trying to help my team do whatever I could to win.
Well, and your team certainly went to some great heights this year, winning the state title. What was the run like? I know that over the last few years, you've been able to experience a lot of championship runs with the baseball team, but what was this year like?
This year, I could say, was different from the other years. In the previous years, I was just a freshman and sophomore, so I wasn't really a leader on the team per se, but this year was definitely different. Me and one other senior were definitely our leaders, and you know, it was just different because we probably weren't expected to win this year, but we were kind of underdogs, but we weren't expected to do as well as we probably did, and you know, that's always fun to prove people wrong.
Over your 4 years in high school, you played a lot of sports, including baseball, football, and also, did you play basketball too?
Yeah, I played basketball for the first 3 years, but I didn't play this winter, so I could focus on baseball.
Gotcha, but yeah, still a great lot of time that you put into athletics over your 4 years of high school. What are some of the great memories that you have looking back on it now?
Well, obviously some of the good memories are winning some state championships, but I'm also making a lot of friends, and a lot of friends on different teams with people I meet, and also people I'll probably talk to for the rest of my life thanks to sports.
Chris, what are your plans after high school now that you've graduated?
I think I'm going to go to Missouri S&T and study chemical engineering.
And what really excites you about college in general?
I'm just excited to get out. You know, we live in a small town here in St. Genevieve. Excited to get out and to meet some new people.
All right, man. That sounds great. Hey, is there anybody you want to thank before we let you go?
Just want to thank my parents for sure for all they've done for me over the past 4 years. And definitely Coach Gag, he's had a really big influence on my life. So it's always good to have people like that in your life.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us today. And once again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you very much.
That's Chris Loida of Valley Catholic High School, one of the baseball Dream Teamers this year, joining us today on Regional Radio.